Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Spotted owls on the outs. Supposedly saved, biologists now count half as many on federal land. Bob Pearson is a hooter. More by obsession than employment, hooters tramp through the woods of the Northwest each spring and summer calling for owls. They are part of an effort to gauge how many northern spotted owls, the almost mythic raptor that forever changed logging in the Northwest a decade ago, still live among the Douglas fir and cedars. What the hooters have found is that the spotted owl population is crashing despite more than a decade of work to set aside large blocks of forest habitat for them. Especially in Washington, the population of the football-sized owl is down as much as 50% in 10 years. That's according to population surveys by biologists working for the federal government and by hooters like Pearson, who conduct their own counts in between occasional surveys under contract for the feds. The government has designated the owl as a threatened species. Why is it only threatened, asks Kent Livesey, a supervisory wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It should be endangered. A decade ago, the Fish and Wildlife Service said that a decrease of 50% would be a worst-case scenario, according to federal documents. I think, if anything, the spotted owl right now is more threatened than it was in the 1970s and early 1980s when we were cutting trees like crazy, said Eric Forsman, a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service's Pacific Northwest Research Station in Corvallis, Oregon. The threat to the owl keeps Pearson out on the mountains tracking the birds. Searching for wild animals is often a hard hit-and-miss work. Not so with the spotted owl. A male spotted owl appears just below a logging road and stares at Pearson. Unlike most other wild animals, spotted owls present themselves for inspection quite willingly. The federal government has largely pulled back from performing extensive owl surveys. As crucial as Pearson's work is to filling out that data void, it's a long way from effective policy, even though forest policy is again big news in the Northwest. The Bush administration says it wants to increase logging in national forests in the region, and environmentalists are outraged. The spotted owl can't live in just any forest. It prefers to eat flying squirrels, and flying squirrels prefer the high canopy of old growth. Environmental groups sued the government, even halting logging on federal land. That legal battle gave rise to President Clinton's 1994 Northwest Forest Plan, which was supposed to protect owl habitat while allowing logging to continue. For the past 10 years, Pearson's faithfully monitored spotted owl sites on the north side of the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest. Pearson has found recently that often the owls aren't hooting back, despite repeated visits to known nesting sites. In a recent count, as many as 40 of 139 owl sites were unoccupied. The owls seem to have disappeared. Pearson hears a quiet forest and increasingly the call of another owl, the barred owl. Barred owls, which have migrated from the eastern United States over the past century, are more aggressive than spotted owls and have begun to compete for territory and food. Wildlife biologists report similar findings throughout Washington. Stan Silvern, a wildlife biologist with the Forest Service's Pacific Northwest Research Station in Cle Elum, has seen a 53% decline over the past decade in the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest. In the Olympic National Park, one of the most pristine and protected environments for spotted owls in the Northwest, their population has dropped by 44%, according to Don Smith, who supervises field studies for the National Park Service. Wildlife biologists aren't full of answers for how to approach the problem. The timber industry believes that the spotted owl is in good enough shape that it ought to be removed from the threatened species list, says Chris West, the vice president of the American Forest Resources Council and Industry Trade Group. Industry biologists didn't return calls seeking a scientific explanation for why the owl should be delisted. Bob Pearson, for one, thinks the timber industry is off base. We're just looking for a balance over the last 10% of land that's available to them, he says, referring to the amount of unlogged old-growth forests remaining in the Northwest. So I have very little sympathy for the timber industry. The story written by Philip Dowdy of the Seattle Weekly. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the